is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article comes from my favorite pool, which is badmarriages.net. And it was published on the 18th of November. Former Bronx pastor who ran over then butchered wife with a machete pleads guilty. A former Bronx pastor accused of running over his estranged wife before hacking her to death with a machete has pleaded guilty and will be sentenced to 23 years in prison, prosecutors said Thursday. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Victor Mateo, 65. Of Yonkers, copped to manslaughter charges during a court appearance on Wednesday, Bronx District Attorney Darcell Clark said. Mateo cornered his wife of 18 years, Noelia, on Ellsworth Avenue in Throgs Neck on October 3rd, 2019. He then ran her down with his car and jumped out and killed her with a machete in an act of horrifying violence. Mateo's grandchildren, who were 11 and 9 years old at the time, witnessed the attack. Quote unquote, the defendant and his victim, his wife, were estranged for approximately 1 month before he mercilessly killed her in front of her two grandchildren and bystanders in broad daylight, Clark said in a statement. They should replace the word her with their grandchildren. The victim's grandchildren not only have to deal with the loss of their grandmother, but also the immense trauma after witnessing such cruel events. Mateo, who was arrested in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, about a week after the killing, pleaded guilty with the understanding that he would be sentenced to 23 years behind bars. He is expected to be sentenced on January 5th. Orders of protection for the two grandchildren who saw the slaying will remain in place, Clark said. At the time of the murder, relatives had no idea that Noella had left her husband, the former pastor of the Christian congregation, the Redeemer Church in the Bronx. Quote unquote, I'm not sure what was going through his mind, his distraught son, Alex Mateo, told the Daily News at the time. There were no red flags to me. Everything seemed fine. I spoke to my dad last week and everything seemed fine. The couple had a teenage daughter together, relatives said. The two had other children from prior marriages, but the two families blended well, Alex Mateo said. My. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public. So I gotta go with a 5. Method of execution. A car, then a machete. You know I'm going with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I gotta give this one a 15. Because of the fact that there were two young children who witnessed it going down. and for the brutality factor. Come on now, a car and a machete? Yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead and give this one a 15 too. So Mr. Mateo gets a score of 45. Here we have another man who went off the deep end. Now the question is, why? See, that's never, ever, ever addressed in any episode of HMT. Why? The media never wants to answer that question. Now, his son said there were no red flags. Everything seemed fine. But why would his wife leave him? That's the burning question. And what did he find out while she was gone? Sounds to me like Mr. Mateo found out a whole bunch of details that sent him over the edge. And he decided that, yep, that day was the day he was going to take action. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Now the grand question. Am I going to wait till Christmas Day or between Christmas and New Year's for episode 200? Inquiring minds would love to know. Well, we're going to have to wait and see. But with that being said, ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all the social protections that you think you have will go out right along with it. Because here we are, yet again, another woman who thought she had all sorts of protections. But what happened when her husband finally decided to take action? There was nobody there. And the fact that there were bystanders, yeah, nobody jumped in. Ladies, you better understand that and understand that clearly. But, oh well, you're going to keep doing what you're doing, thinking that you're still protected. You're still going to be pissing men off, and men are finally going to take matters into their own hands. Oh well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.